Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The ACLU is at it again in the Kim Davis case. They want to hold Kim Davis in contempt of court. This time they say they don't want her in jail, but they want the federal court to take control of the Rowan County Clerk's Office to put it in what they call receivership so they can manage the day-to-day operation by a federal judge as opposed to the elected official, Kim Davis. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this just goes to show you that the ACLU has always been about getting Kim Davis's scalp and affixing it to the wall so that they could have her name and her official title as the elected clerk of Rowan County Court on the certificate and put it on a wall. They really have no interest in the ultimate objective that they say is their objective, and that is to obtain a license. They want Kim Davis's scalp on the wall. And so now they are upset that Kim Davis's name is not on the certificate and that, in fact, her title is not on the certificate. They want that reversed. And so now they're asking the federal court to hold her in contempt of court and literally take what they call receivership of the entire Rowan County Clerk's Office. They literally want the federal judge to step into the shoes of the elected official and take over the control of the entire clerk's office, which is absolutely astounding.
Yeah, unbelievable. They're actually asking for this judge to usurp the authority of an elected official, an elected branch here, something that, of course, this judge would not have the authority to do here. Simply because they want to force Kim Davis's hand. They want to force her name to be on this application, these marriage licenses. And that is what we've been saying all along, isn't it, Matt, that this was never really about so-called marriage equality. This is about silencing dissent and forcing those who embrace the recognition of the definition of marriages between a man and a woman to cast aside that reality and to affirmatively endorse the deconstruction and radical redefinition of marriage to make it something it cannot possibly be.
No question about that. And, you know, I know the other side uses this term marriage equality, but marriage equality has nothing to do with same-sex marriage because two people are not marriage. No matter what some court or what some entity says, marriage is what marriage is. It's the union of a man and a woman. That's objective reality. Now, the fact of equality would only be in the context of having the opportunity of a man and a woman enter into a marriage relationship. In this particular case, they've never been about, and the whole agenda has never been about, getting a marriage license or having two people married. It's about literally redoing the entire institution. And in the words of those who are advocating same-sex marriage, these are not our words, but it's their words, that's not whatever they've been seeking. What they have been seeking is literally an abolition of the marriage institution itself, a redefinition of marriage, and thus a abolition of the marriage institution itself. They don't like what marriage stands for, those that are pushing this agenda, and they want it to be radically redefined.
Yeah, Matt, now the ACLU has specific clients in this case, and those specific clients, they have been given these marriage licenses. So now, but the ACLU is moving on. It's not satisfied with the case was filed and what it was originally about. Now the ACLU, my understanding is that they're filing a class action lawsuit. Is that right?
Yeah, they do have these licenses. They don't have Kim Davis's name on those licenses. Now they're wanting to, and in fact, let me back up. One of their plaintiffs that said that they wanted a license has never attempted to get a license, and we have heard that they have no interest in getting a license. They just put their name on the lawsuit to be part of the lawsuit.
It's a ruse.
It's a sham. It's a ruse, as you say. Now, they also are asking for what's called a class action. Why? Because the case for them is moot. It's done. It should be dismissed at this point. But they're saying, no, we want everyone in the world, whoever might ever come to Rowan County, no matter where they're coming from, whether out of state or in state, to be part of this fictitious class of people. Why do they want that? Because they want this case to be forever open. They don't want to close it. They want to have this as a constant intervention. It's kind of like the segregation or desegregation cases where the courts basically kept open the cases for decades. That's what they want here in this particular situation, and they have no basis for doing so.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you think their motive is, Matt, for wanting to keep these cases open? I know that it helps them fill their fundraising coffers. That's a big part of they have vilified Kim Davis. They've made her out to be this evil homophobe and hater, something that she is not. But if this case goes away, and if Kim Davis goes along her life for freely exercising her religious liberties and pointing out, you know, as her deputy clerks issue these licenses, having removed her name and saying, hey, this is by order of a federal judge, well, the legislature, the governor's office, and even this judge has said, well, we think these licenses are now valid now. So the point is that they've won, you know, they've won the battle in the sense of the licenses are being issued. But again, they just want to keep the case alive so they can raise funds on this, and they want to continue to persecute and bully Kim Davis.
Well, they want her name on the license, and Kim Davis will not have her name listed on these licenses. She refuses to do so because she cannot authorize a marriage that is in conflict with God's definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. So that's what they want, and they want to be able to keep her on the hot seat forever, as long as she or any other elected clerk is there in Rowan County. We're opposing that. Now, the judge has issued an order asking the governor and the attorney general to weigh in on this issue. That is 30 days he has given them, so sometime toward the end of October, beginning of middle of November, we'll have some response from them, and then the judge will ultimately make a ruling. So we'll keep you informed on this case. But, you know, Kim Davis is an amazing person. She did not seek out this issue. She certainly will not shy from this issue. And she is an inspiration to so many people around the country and even literally around the world, because she is someone whose life has been radically transformed through the grace and forgiveness of Jesus Christ, her Lord. And because of her relationship with Jesus, she will not be disobedient, she will not be unfaithful, and she will not take it upon herself to shake her fist in the face of her Creator and say she's going to authorize a marriage that the Creator does not authorize, that the created order does not confirm. And so she is willing to take this battle on, even though she didn't seek it. The fact of the matter is, this is how things happen through history. Christians, people of faith, they don't go out and seek these conflicts. But when they come to you, the question is, will you be faithful? Kim Davis will certainly continue to be faithful.
Well, and Kim Davis is an accidental hero there, as you point out. She didn't ask for this, but she really represents the fact that we are at an impasse. But they need to understand, the secular left that seeks to force people to violate their conscience, they need to understand that there are tens of thousands, maybe more, Kim Davises out there who will not bow a knee to the king in worship, who will not violate their conscience and disobey God.
No question about it. So pray for Kim Davis and her family. Pray for the Liberty Council team as we continue to work with Kim Davis and on this case against the ACLU, standing for religious freedom and standing for marriage as the union of one man and one woman. This battle in this case and in this country is far from over. Stand with Liberty Council for this critical time. Visit lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also visit our other website, LibertyCouncil.com, LibertyCouncil.com. On that website, you can obtain lots of different kinds of information and sign up for a variety of emails, including the Liberty Council Grassroots Action email. That's an email that's different than our Liberty Alert email. The Liberty Alert email gives you information about what we're doing. The Grassroots Action email get you involved in actually being able to make your voice heard, particularly on Capitol Hill or in other areas around the country. You can also sign up for the Liberty Council Action grassroots email. That's our public policy arm, Liberty Council Action. All can be obtained right there at libertycouncil.com. That's C-O-U-N-S-E-L, libertycouncil.com. Call us today for information regarding family, faith, and freedom. Our number is 407-875-1776. That's 407-875-1776, or visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.